Hello everybody and welcome back to Fitter. Thank you for joining me. My name is Sally and this is the fitness podcast where we discuss everything from training to nutrition to mindset and more in regards to the fitness space. And today we're going to jump into an episode about dieting. There are two main reasons I want to do an episode on this. One, from a selfish point of view, I am on a diet right now. And so a lot of my research and energy and thoughts are focused on dieting, and also soon, next week in fact, will be June, which means a lot of people are preparing to diet for weddings or beaches or holidays or bikinis. And so if you're thinking about doing a diet, or you're on a diet and you're, you know, or if you're planning out a diet, hopefully some of these things can be of use to you. So I'm going to start by just running through what exactly is a diet. And the reason I want to mention this is because people often confuse a diet and a healthy lifestyle. So a diet is a temporary change that you might make to your nutrition, anywhere between one or two weeks up to 8 weeks, I would consider a short diet, a fairly drastic diet. And anywhere longer than that, you know, professional bodybuilders or competitors might diet from 4 to 5, even 6 months of the year. Regardless, all those diets are temporary, whereas a healthy lifestyle is more of a permanent change that you might make. So if, for example, you swap a Coke for a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero, that would be a healthy lifestyle change, I hope. I don't know if there's any need to drink a regular Coke these days, but if you were to cut out alcohol for 6 weeks in line with your diet, that would be a dietary change. So there is a bit of a difference, and I personally follow an If It Fits Your Macros style of eating, which basically means I don't restrict one food or food group or anything out of my diet. But I won't just eat on a whim anything that is put in front of me, and I don't just adhere to all of my cravings. But that's a healthy lifestyle choice. Having an If It Fits Your Macro style of training is more of a healthy lifestyle choice. Whereas being on a diet, there might be things that I would eliminate, such as, for example, alcohol, or regular ice cream, or certain things I wouldn't necessarily put into my diet. So the two differences are: a diet is temporary, and healthy lifestyle changes are permanent changes that you would, you know, hopefully continue for a more permanent or longer period of time. And so who should diet? I mentioned obviously that bodybuilders or competitors would probably diet if they're looking to do a show or a photo shoot. But anyone with an event, maybe it's a festival, maybe it's a holiday, maybe it's a wedding, or maybe there's just a specific date that you want to lose some weight for or look better for. If you've basically got a goal that you want to get to, weight management wise or body recomposition wise, then, you know, a diet is hopefully, with the right training plan, what you should be implementing to achieve said goal. Now that might be fairly obvious, but there are some people that I think should not diet. Rather, I would advise a more lifestyle change. Those might be people with severe eating disorders. They might be people with health issues such as diabetes or heart conditions. A diet in those regards being temporary, from any health perspective, ideally you would want to make a permanent change to not only correct the issues that you've had, but then prevent them from causing more issues moving forward. So diet should be anybody who wants something, a change in their body recomposition to be fairly, we can say immediate in the lifespan of a person. An immediate change, whereas a lifestyle change should be made if you are having health issues or chronic health issues. Say for example you've been overweight for 10 years and you're at a point where it's unhealthy and, you know, there are serious severe health risks, then going on a diet for 6 months is not fixing, it's not curing the real problem. So a lifestyle change, if you need to make permanent changes from a health perspective, then you need to not consider such a diet, but a healthy lifestyle. You know, change the way that you're living, change the habits that you have, on a more permanent basis. Okay, so if it's established that you are going to diet, at least this summer for the sake of the podcast, if you've got an event or something and you're willing to be hungry and you're committed and you're ready to lose a few pounds, then firstly, brilliant. The second thing is that you need to establish how many calories you're currently eating. That's obviously on the basis that you're currently maintaining a weight. So if you're a female, it's a little bit more difficult to gauge because with the menstrual cycle, the body will retain a lot of water and that will be reflected on the scales, and it's not necessarily fat gain or loss or anything like that. But if you have been at the same weight for anything longer than a month, then we can assume that as long as you're eating consistently and your weight is consistent, then you're eating, knowingly or not, you're eating your maintenance calories. Now, your maintenance calories are key for the diet because that's how much food your body can consume, and that's roughly, especially if your physical activity is also consistent, then your maintenance calories is like the baseline, if you like. So anything above the maintenance line is where you're going to gain weight, be that fat or muscle, and anything below the maintenance line quite obviously is going to be weight loss. So let's say that you don't know how many calories you're eating, but you do know that you're maintaining, which is a common thing. A lot of people that aren't, you know, overly involved in fitness, they'll know that they approximately the same thing every day, their hunger levels are the same, their physical activity is the same, they might go to two classes a week, so that's what they know, that their classes, their physical activity is the same. So in order to calculate what your maintenance calories are, if you don't already have a food tracking app, like MyFitnessPal is probably the most common one, although Samsung phones, I think Samsung Health has a fitness food tracking app, then I would strongly suggest downloading this app and just tracking everything that you eat for, ideally you want to do it for a week, tracking everything that you eat without making any changes to your diet, and then that way obviously you know that you've eaten the same thing that you ate last week, but this week you've tracked it, and if that comes back at say 2000 calories, you know that 2000 calories is your maintenance consumption. Right, so you've got your 2000 calories of maintenance calories, and I think where a lot of people get sort of too tied up into it and too kind of like head over heels at this point is manipulating carbohydrates and fats and proteins. And whilst it's optimal to play around with those things, it's really just going to be confusing and potentially unnecessary if you're a very beginner and you've not tracked your food before. Then I wouldn't worry too much about those things. You can, as I said, manipulate them. And if you are saving that as a tactic to introduce later in the diet, that could even be a positive. So firstly, I would just say, worry about getting, you know, 10 to 15% of those maintenance calories, shave that off the top, and that's going to be your starting point for the diet. So if you were starting at 2000 calories a day and you wanted to go straight into a 20% deficit, you would just take off 400 calories and you would start for a week, at least 10 days, 2 weeks, eat 1600 calories a day. And whether you do exercise or not, you will lose weight if everything is assumed, you know, to have been correct in terms of your maintenance calories. And so really, depending on the length of your diet, the severity of the starting point and the end goal or the end result that you're shooting for, it's going to determine how drastic you make changes in the diet. So it might be every week that you want to reduce calories from that point, or it might be every 10 days or every 2 weeks. And as I mentioned, if you are beginning out and you're just looking at purely taking off the calories and creating that deficit, then a later tactic that you could involve would be to manipulate carbohydrates and fats. And a further point that you could start to change would be the physical activity. You can start to increase some of your physical activity to create a larger deficit again. There are different tactics. The thing that I would probably recommend is, it's really simple. It's calories in, calories out, and you either create the deficit by doing more exercise or eating less food. Don't get too caught up in things like water weight and restricting your water weight, or what time you eat your food, or certain types of food. Obviously, if you're only eating 1500 calories, whole foods are going to be better, because whole foods produce in general a larger volume. So if you want to, if you've got 2,000 calories a day and you want to have one McDonald's a day, then obviously that's not optimal, but it's still 2,000 calories. Whereas if you were to break that up into more whole foods, you would end up with 3 to 4 meals, if not more. And so don't get too caught up into what foods you're eating, what times of the day you're eating, how often you're eating. Supplements should not be a concern at this point unless you're on really, really low calories. You might want to at least get a daily vitamin in, because if you aren't eating too much food, the chances of you getting all your micronutrients are probably slim to none. But that would be my overall general advice in setting up the diet. Again, the main thing is really just about diet. People say it's a common thing, oh, it's 80% diet, 20% training. Well, that's probably around about true, although it is 100% to do with the caloric deficit. It's really that simple. It's been overcomplicated by diet and food companies in the past, everything from SlimFast, and you know, you have all these soup diets and smoothie diets and all these kind of fads, and it's all marketing. It's really, really simple. Just consume less food than you are used to consuming, create a deficit, and that will result in weight loss. So let's say that you have, you know, you've planned out an 8-week diet and you're going to reduce calories, say, 5 times, and you're going to start to increase physical activity 3 to 4 times over that 8 weeks. Then the only thing really left to do is to monitor the progress and to get your mindset right. And the diet mindset is a big one in terms of actually getting to the end of it. I think that's why a lot of people fall off the wagon. And there are a few things that you can do in terms of, you know, because it's a psychological strain as much as a physical one. There are things like diet breaks and free meals that you can implement to, for lack of a better term, keep yourself sane whilst you're really hungry. If there's a family barbecue or going out with friends is something that you don't want to miss out on, then don't sacrifice your sanity, your happiness, or your life for the sake of the diet. Just understand what it is. It's a small glitch or it's a small break, and then just get back onto it. Accept it for what it is, and it's not, if you go out on a Saturday night and you have some drinks for an event, it doesn't mean your entire diet, you know, has gone to shit. One thing that I say is nobody expects to get slim or get in shape when you eat one salad. So why would you expect to slip up one time, have a bit of a free meal or a cheat meal, people call them, and then expect all of your progress to be lost? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work that way. So diet breaks and free meals are a tactic, although depending on your experience with dieting and fitness, I probably wouldn't recommend them, especially if you're a beginner, just because often it's a psychological relationship which needs correcting between the person and food, as opposed to you know, diet is, I'm convinced it's 100% psychological. We don't need certain foods. It's purely they contain serotonin, which basically is a happy hormone in your brain. So when you eat things like burgers and fries and ice cream, serotonin in your brain tells you that you're happy, and that creates a relationship between, oh, I'm eating this food and it makes me happy. And it's obviously, that's a physical thing which is happening, but it's not, I need these foods to make my body move. It's not a survival thing. And so once you get your head around that, and you can start to rework the relationship that you have, or your clients have, or, you know, friends, or whoever is the subject, once that relationship has started to be corrected, then maybe implementing things like diet breaks and free meals would be a tactic. There are benefits physiologically in terms of reboosting, if you like, the metabolic system, which might slow down during especially a long diet. But there, I mean, if you are reducing your calories at a steady pace over the diet and you're increasing physical activity, I would probably wouldn't say that an 8 to 10 week diet, you probably shouldn't need a diet break. It's really not that long a period of time, especially if it's for an event such as a holiday or a wedding or something. The event itself is going to be like the blowout, probably. So if anyone's kidding yourself that I'm not going to get to Ibiza and for 4 days eat some shit and have loads of alcohol, then that in itself is like the blowout, the reward. So yeah, diet breaks and free meals, depending on the length of your diet, probably not necessary, but getting your mindset right and really starting to correct that relationship with food is going to be key in, you know, being successful throughout the diet. And so that's kind of my run through really on dieting, especially for a short period of time. hopefully for a summer event that gives you some sort of insight as to what maybe you can be doing now or thinking about implementing, or let me know if you're on a diet also, or if you have any thoughts or anything I said. As I mentioned, my diet I will be documenting on Instagram, sal_lift, so check me out. If you want help setting up any kind of diet or calories or training program, let me know. I'm more than happy to share what I'm doing and maybe that'll be of use for you. So that kind of wraps it up. Thank you again for listening. It's much appreciated, and I'm gonna see you next time.